One bill known as the Educational Accountability and State Flexibility Act places more power in the hands of states. Instead of the federal government, individual states would be responsible for determining each school's level of success based on broad parameters. States would diagnose why a school's not improving and apply locally appropriate fixes instead of the federal school turnaround model. A focus in the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee Wednesday was the distinction of rural communities through an amendment to create a new Office of Rural Education. Murkowski spoke to the need to have better rural representation.
What I would hope is that within the Department of Education, we have individuals that are truly from rural areas, not just kind of the folks that we see around here who live in the city, work in the city, raise their kids in the city, and make policy then, hoping that it's not going to negatively impact our students and our schools in the rural areas.
Murkowski expressed concerns about centralizing more power in Washington and also funding the program. Murkowski's second bill changes the National Dropout Program to direct grants to states and school districts with the highest dropout rates. This money would fund prevention activities and attempt to identify students early, as soon as pre-K. Alaska was one of more than 30 states that received a waiver for No Child Left Behind this year. That waiver gives Alaska the chance to use its own accountability system, setting a goal to reduce non-proficiency by half over 6 years. And instead of focusing just on math and reading proficiency tests, it considers things like attendance, students who take the SAT, and annual improvements. And in place of passing or failing, schools would get star ratings. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.